everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Tom Fairbanks. Tom is engineering and producing the show. Tom, you all ready? Are all the buttons pushed that should be pushed?
The sliders slid. We used to have knobs back in the old days.
That's what I was going
to say. We used to turn those, but nowadays we slide the sliders.
Yeah, right. I mean, the audio board is a little bit old, but maybe not that old, right?
Right. It still looks like most boards do.
Yeah, it'll be ready for the broadcast museum here soon. Anyway, it is Friday, September the 23rd, 2016. Hope you're having a good Friday and looking forward to a very good weekend. On Friday, we like to do a big shout-out to our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business. Dylan Smith is the editor-publisher of the TucsonSentinel.com. He'll be with us at 12:30. The Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, Dan Shear's fine publications, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, and David Morales's Three Sonorans, our Friday Focus interview today. Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry joining me to talk with Mr. Huckleberry, Dan Shear of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. Dan, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
And Mr. Huckleberry, how's it going?
Just fine, Bill. Just fine.
You have served as Pima County Administrator since 1993. Your contract is up for renewal on January 3rd. And let's face it, some of your critics are really hoping you'll decide to retire.
Well, the critics can probably hope all they want, but there's only five people who matter about my contract, and it's really up to the board. In every term, my contract cannot extend beyond the term of the elected board. And so since 1993, about every 4 years, there's a contract discussion, and the board either accepts a contract or I simply am not employed. And that's going to be a very simple choice that they get to make in January.
And then you have a choice, too. If they say yes, you may walk away.
Well, there's always the option that sooner or later, you have to basically do something different.
Uh-huh. Dan Shear?
Along those lines, there was a debate Tuesday in Picture Rocks between Sharon Bronson and Kim DeMarco, who are running for the Board of Supervisors. And one question that came up was whether you control the board or they control you. And this idea of a what they call a non-interference clause came up. Can you explain what that is and why it came into effect? And Sharon Bronson did try to explain it, but I wanted to hear it from you.
Yeah, and the answer is the board controls their administrator. And they have to do it in public session. So it's really a transparent, open government. The non-interference clause is very simple. It just says any one member of the board cannot direct county actions or county staff to do anything. The board acts as a governing body, which means that it takes three members of the board to direct any action of the county, and that direction always has to occur at a public hearing, in a public meeting. So it's quite simple. It's for the whole purpose of protecting the county from cronyism related to politics in the individual direction of an individual board member.
And then at one point, were you receiving conflicting direction from board members, and did that play into it also?
Well, I can receive conflicting direction, but basically what happens is the only direction that matters is when three members of the board meet in a public meeting and give me direction. That is public direction. Anything that they want to do otherwise is not, and that's the reason that was added into the county code. So they wouldn't have great deals of confusion or have management subject to political interference.
The two co-founders of Worldview, Jane Poynter and Tabor McCallum, were my guests this week. We were marking the, hard to believe, 25th anniversary of the Biosphere 2. The first two-year closed experiment began September 26, 1991. And, of course, those two individuals are part of the original eight-person crew. And it was a fun discussion. And, of course, their worldview, they're hoping to do big things here in Pima County. the Goldwater people, Goldwater Institute, sued the county's decision about helping to have Goldwater or helping Worldview establish themselves in Pima County. What's the latest on that suit?
Well, the county went and asked that the judge simply dismiss the lawsuit and the counts, and the judge said no. We need to have some facts before we can determine that the lawsuit should be dismissed. The one item that is still pending is whether or not our actions violated the constitutional gift clause. There's been a recent Supreme Court decision with regard to a Phoenix police union that laid the groundwork that strengthens the county's position with regard to the fact that this is not a gift. The Supreme Court used very specific language that even talked about a contract in an anticipation or thinking that a contract might not be completed was not grounds to determine whether it was a gift or not. That's a separate fact. And so I think our position basically has been strengthened by a very recent Supreme Court decision.
790-2040, if you would like to ask Chuck Huckleberry a question. The economic picture seems to be improving. Of course, there was the Caterpillar announcement. I've been hearing all sorts of undercurrents in the community of a very, very big job announcement that originally I heard it was going to be right after Labor Day. I understand hopefully this could still happen very soon. We're talking, if this thing comes to fruition, it would be a very big deal.
Yes, it would. And Pima County and the Sun Court are working on probably four or five prospects, ranging in employment from as low as, say, 60 new employees to as much as a couple of thousand. So these are very significant economic activities within the community and bode well for future employment within the community, as well as simply wages and growth.
High-paying jobs, perhaps?
These are very high-paying jobs. And so they, all of them are significantly more than the current median or average wage within the region.
And if it is several thousand jobs, that would be the biggest economic job announcement in Pima County since the IBM decision in the late 70s and 80s to locate in the Tucson area.
That's correct. And what we continue to hope for is that the position that the region puts forth to these new employers or the employers that we're talking with, they get accepted as the necessary incentive packages to have them call Pima County and Tucson home.
Could the Caterpillar announcement originally, could that balloon into more jobs?
It probably will. My conversation just about 2 weeks ago with Caterpillar and their first move into 97 East Congress indicated that they were accelerating their relocations to Arizona and to Tucson. And so my view is that 600 new jobs may turn into 1,000 relatively quickly within the next 3 to 5 years.
Let's bring Dan Scheer back into the conversation.
Briefly, back to Worldview. Have you been out to the construction site? How does it look? And is it still on track to finish in December?
Dan, I've been out there. Construction site looks great. You can actually see the structure in the building getting completed. The launch pad for Spaceport Tucson is finished. They're on schedule to basically have the building completed by about December 1 and to begin immediate occupancy of that building and operation. Worldview has a number of contracts that they need to complete, and so they're as under as much pressure to get in there and start hiring and employing people as we are to finish it for them. We know that we've even had a request with regard to the spaceport for a photo shoot with a company that produces rockets. And so I think it's just nothing more than, you know, it's good publicity for Spaceport Tucson.
You like the announcement from the Tucson Airport Authority about all these local businesses that are now going to become the centerpiece of the new TIA, and a big shout out to one of my longtime sponsors, Noble Hops, will have a prominent position there even before security, right there at the entrance to the airport. So I like the idea with Beyond Bread, Noble Hops, these local people involved.
Oh, I think it fits perfectly with our, you know, being a national gastronomy designation, that we highlight our local restaurants and our local vendors, and so it just is a great step, I think, very positive for the region.
Dan, a quick one before the break.
Yeah, let's look at, real quickly, we're debating changing the library hours in Sarita and actually at two other libraries in the Pima County system, and it would be changing from a Tuesday to Saturday schedule to Monday through Friday, which doesn't seem like much unless you're really on the ground locally. It really matters a lot. But then it occurs to me, we're talking about a library in Sarita that has a capacity of 47. If Sarita went forward and built its own library, and the plan was to get a library, but the bond was turned down. If it built its own library, would it be accepted into the Pima County system, and what is that process?
Yes, it would be. In fact, that model's been used in Oro Valley, where a bond issued by the county, and then with additional funds from Oro Valley, they built their library. They operated it for a couple of years as a standalone branch, and then they decided that it's best to join the county system. And so that model is still available, and from day one, we would be happy to work with the town of Sarita in building a new library and taken in immediately into the system, because you're right, the existing library down there is in a modular that was the town hall at one time, and so it's about outlived its usefulness. It needs to be replaced, and that's why it was on the bond issue, so it remains a very high priority. In fact, it's our second highest priority for a new library in the system.
1216 on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Tom, let's take Robert, and then we'll take the break. So, Robert, you are up to the plate, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Huckleberry, I don't understand how this project can be moving forward, and this must be the fastest building ever built if it hasn't been decided by the courts whether these guys can operate here or not.
Talking about Worldview.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Robert, the decision in Goldwater Institute never filed for an injunction to keep us from prohibited from building the building. And what that means is that they weren't very sure of their legal position, because had they done that, we would ask for damages with regard to interfering with our contract with Worldview. So it's pretty obvious to us that their position is very weak and that the county will ultimately prevail.
So there was no injunction request?
No injunction. And if there was, there would have been a bond, and that would have been monetary damages as we in the long term may have prevailed.
All right, 1217, we take our first break here on the Buckmaster Show. Our bumper music from, we kind of call it Friday rock and roll music. This is kind of easy rock. Barry Gibb, one of the founders of the Bee Gees. This was, I believe, his first solo album called Now Voyager. The song is Face to Face.
Love can't be love if it's just for the moment.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. A little bit of our bumper music, our intermission music from Barry Gibb, initials BG. I'm not sure if that was the story about why the BGs became that they used that name.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I thought it was from Brothers Gibb.
Brothers, yeah, you may be right.
But I don't know.
Well, anyway. Chuck Huckleberry is with us, and I don't know if I've known Mr. Huckleberry many, many years, but I've never really asked him if he is a fan of the Bee Gees.
Sure. 1970s?
Yeah. From
coming of age. Yeah.
Anyway, Chuck Huckleberry is here, and Dan Scheer is too young for really the...
Well, not really.
No, he's still... I know he enjoys some of the Bee Gees.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Monsanto. There's been talk of Monsanto thinking about an operation in Pima County. Many people consider the company very controversial because they are a leader in these GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Well, last week, Monsanto was bought in one of the biggest deals, business deals ever, by Bayer of Germany. I think it was $66 billion deal. Yeah. How is that, or how might that impact Tucson?
Well, it's really up to, and I would assume that Monsanto will continue to be an option with regard to opening what they term an automated greenhouse, which is basically in about 7 acres off in the Eber Valley area. And it's growing seed corn, and it's all done with robots and automated. And so while it has about 60 employees, and so those are 60 new employees, average wage is about $48,000 a year, and so that's better than our regional average. But the most important thing about this proposal is that the capital investment on those 7 acres is going to be in the range of $100 million. And if you begin to think about the property taxes that are paid by that property today, and it's farming, it's on a 155-acre parcel, and they pay the county about $700 a year in property taxes. If they were to make this $100 million investment on 7 acres, the property tax receipts that the county would obtain from them would go from the $700 an acre to about $250,000 an acre. And frankly, they would have no impact on the county. They wouldn't have a traffic impact, a water quality impact, a water supply impact, anything else. And so from a pure business perspective on growing the tax base, it would appear to be obviously very beneficial to the county. Certainly it's going to be potentially controversial because of who they are and what they do, but that's a political discussion. So all we'll simply do is present the facts to the board, simply talking about tax base and tax base growth and whether or not they want to approve Monsanto or not is really a political discussion that's up to the Board of Supervisors.
But the paperwork has already been drawn up and everything?
They're in the process of going through the review processes. Mm-hmm. The only thing they're really asking for Pima County is really not our choice. It's a federal foreign trade zone designation, and if they in fact are able to attain that, they can then obtain a lower property tax rate. Instead of being taxed at a 15% assessment ratio for agricultural production, they can get a 5% ratio. What we've said to them is that from Pima County's perspective, we're willing to do that because the numbers I just cited to you included a 5% allocation for the assessment ratio, but we're really wanting the educational institutions, meaning the Marana School District, Pima Community College, all to be held harmless, meaning that they would receive their taxes as if the firm was paying at 15%, which means, for example, the Marana School District, their tax receipts would go from about $900 a year to about $600,000 a year. And so what that means is that doesn't mean the Marana School District can get any more money, but it does mean that every other taxpayer in the Marana School District will see a reduced tax bill.
Dan Shear.
And we should point out that Monsanto is no stranger to Arizona, that they do have some operations north of us in Casa Grande and I think the Eloy area. But Pima County has a reputation of being sensitive, some think oversensitive, when it comes to issues like the GMOs. And while you call it a political issue, have you heard, been receiving phone calls or people approaching you, pushback about allowing them to come into Pima County?
I've only had two calls about it since it was basically, and I think Monsanto issued a press release before they were supposed to.
Correct.
Which is fine. You know, I still call them Project Corn because that's their code name.
Okay.
But I got two calls, and there's been, you know, at least one blog on it, and that's it. But so to me, it's a scientific debate I'll let others have. I'm an administrator. My job is to grow the tax base. This does it. And so I'll present those facts to the board.
And this is a robotic assembly, robotic robots picking
greenhouse.
Robots picking tomatoes. That's growing the tomatoes or whatever the robots do with them.
Yeah, when you think that the assessed value goes from probably $1,000 an acre to $1 million an acre means there's a lot of high-value capital put into that facility.
Dan.
Switch the topic here a little bit. Deputies and corrections officers are threatening to sue. They're not happy with their paychecks and a couple of other things related to that. I want to read a quote from Kevin Kubitsky of the Pima County Sheriff's Department Association. Let me know if it's accurate. It says, "We are at the bottom of the pay scale," meaning Pima County Sheriff's Department, "for law enforcement agencies in the state." Is that true, and what are the ramifications of that?
It's absolutely false. And what the ramifications are is after the recent pay raise that sheriff's deputies and correction officers received, they received approximately twice what any other county employee would have received. And we've already compared their present pay scales with those of a Tucson Police Department officer, and they exceed those pay scales by a significant amount as the officer gains more experience. And so I think a more correct statement would be is that their Pima County Sheriff's deputies are now one of the highest paid law enforcement officers in Southern Arizona. They're even paid more than the competitor that they compare themselves to the north of the Pinal County Sheriff's Department. They're paid more than those. So the statement is just false.
Are we losing people, though, out of the department because of money?
I don't think so, because I think the facts will speak that the pay is greater than the Tucson Police Department. We may lose them because the spouse moves and they move with them, and so we lose people for a lot of reasons, but in most cases it's not pay.
What are the elections people telling you about turnout? I'm hearing this could be a turnout of historic proportions in Pima County.
That's absolutely correct. When we go back and we look at the primary this year, the recent primary, it had a turnout in Pima County of 34%. Statewide, it was 29%. If you look at our last two presidential elections, the average was about 77-78%. So I think it's fairly certain that we should see a turnout of greater than 80%, and that would be very significant. And obviously, our election officials, both our recorder and our elections director, are preparing for a very high turnout. And we anticipate that with a contested presidential election, which this is, that it will drive turnout to probably be close to the 85% area.
Wow. That would be historic proportions. All right, Chuck Huckleberry, we're going to let you go here. Just to get back to something you said earlier, want to bring it up again if people are just tuning in. There could be a very big job announcement, a job announcement of really historic proportions, recent history, that could go back involving several thousand people. Could that happen within 30 days, Chuck Huckleberry?
Bill, I never predict when these things are going to happen. I could think it happened tomorrow, and it might be 3 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that the region and the people who are working on this are firmly committed to make the best case they can to attract this employer. And I think we will be successful, but I cannot guarantee anything.
What did this employer like about the region?
Likes the region, the you know, contemporary, good workforce, you know, good tax structure. They just like the region.
All right. Well, we like the region, don't we, Dan Shearer?
Love it.
That's why we why we reside here. But Mr. Huckleberry, thank you very much, and we will see you down the road. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Chuck Huckleberry, who has been the Pima County Administrator since 1993, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Dylan Smith is in the wings. Dylan will be coming in to join us for our Friday roundtable. Dylan from TucsonSentinel.com. And Dan Shearer sticks around, but right now more of Barry Gibb.
And life got too much.
National Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found at the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off features commentators Don Jorgensen and Bruce Ash, plus Pima County Superintendent of Schools candidate Dustin Williams. Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI Tucson's Voice, with worldwide live listening podcasts and our archive on my website. That's buckmastershow.com. That Shine Shine from Barry Gibb is, I believe, first solo album. It's called Now a Voyager, one of my favorites. And I'd like to share some of my favorite music with our listeners here on Friday. Call it kind of a rock and roll Friday for you.
Rock and roll?
Well,
I was going to say share or inflict. Come
okay.
on, man.
What should I term it if I don't say rock and roll? Just
pop.
That's pop. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's more
easy listening.
Well,
you
Tom, jump in here to my defense.
You could always ask Dylan what his favorite music is, and we could have a good laugh.
Yeah. About Dylan's favorite music? What is your favorite music?
Well, either some really noisy punk rock or some good old jazz. I kind of swing between those.
Hmm. Dylan Smith is here. He is the editor, publisher, founder of TucsonSentinel.com. He's also the chairman of the board of the acronym is LION, which is Local Independent Online News Distributors. Did I get that?
Publishers.
Publishers.
Yeah, it's a long one. That's the acronym, LION Publishers. We're having our annual conference next week in Chicago. It's a group of about 130, 140 local indie websites, much like TucsonSentinel.com from all over the country. We get together and talk about how to rebuild local news and make it work again.
And when Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun editor heard the word LINE, he first thought he's chairman of LINE.
Yeah, LINE.
You know,
I don't know,
you talk to some people out there and they might have that assessment.
That's a journal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We just do it the good old fashioned way in Green Valley with print. We still have presses. And we do some online stuff too. But
You're still working with that Linotype down there?
And, yes, and they love it.
Getting your fingers inky.
They love it.
Typesetters.
Yeah.
So you're going back to my hometown of Chicago Land.
Yes.
That'd be nice. Perfect time of year. The leaves will just be starting to turn.
Yeah, that, you know, right around the first weekend of October, things are getting a little bit crisp.
Yeah.
In fact, a couple years ago, I was up
chilly.
There around that time. We generally do it around that time
Love
of year.
Love that time of year
you
in
know,
Chicago.
Around about 1 a.m., there was a snowflake starting to filter down over Grant Park.
Yeah, not quite snow yet. Anyway, Dylan, what do you think of Mr. Huckleberry's assessment? We could have a record turnout of 85%.
80, maybe. 85, mm-hmm. I mean, that's starting to push it. There are so many variables this year, whether people are getting turned off by the rhetoric, which happens. There are so many things on the ballot that even if somebody is a little bit disgusted by something that's happening either on the national or local level, they might show up to cast their vote for everything else, all the other important decisions that we're facing. Now, I'm always in favor of people voting. I think people should be making a regular habit of actually making their voice heard, and hopefully they're doing that in a wise way. But you know, we never hit enormous numbers of people voting. Some people just can't be bothered for whatever reason.
I think
that's unfortunate.
80% would be historic proportion.
And I think it's doable. 2016 has been anything but a normal election year. And look at, you're right, we have something for everybody on the ballot. We have, you know, recreational marijuana and minimum wage and two presidential candidates that nobody likes and deciding whether you're even going to vote for either of them.
There are plenty of people who like both of those candidates. That's a fair assessment. That's an easy shorthand for us.
And plenty who
us being disgusted with the level of rhetoric and conversation.
Maybe not nobody likes them, but a lot of people don't. Let's face it, their approval ratings are not very high, and people don't like them for the most part. So I think there's a lot to drive people to the polls, and I think it's exciting. And remember, you know what? In less than a month, those early ballots are going to be sent out, and it's going to be over for a lot of people.
Especially on the down ballot races, which will probably be entirely decided early voting.
And Dan and Dylan, you were here to hear Mr. Huckleberry say that it could be around 2,000 jobs that pay higher than what Caterpillar folks are going to be paying. That could be huge.
Right. He's talking about something that we haven't seen in perhaps 35 years or more, a jobs announcement. He wasn't ready to attach a timeline to it just yet, but he certainly sounded very confident and very curious to see what's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of politicians, not that these things end up getting driven by politicians, it's really dependent on the company that's being courted, but I think there are a lot of politicians that are trying to grease the skids for this and get it done as soon as possible.
Yep.
It'd be something very good for them to point to with the election coming up.
It certainly would. So who knows if that's going to be coming, that announcement, hopefully very soon, just because we want to have some very good economic news.
I've got my fingers crossed that it'll be another kind of industry that actually brings money into Tucson versus something that takes money out of Tucson. You know, we need more money flowing into this community to improve our standard of living here. Another call center is, you know, really...
No,
we can't build an economy on call centers.
I don't,
we tried that in the late 80s.
I don't think this will
work.
Be a call center.
No, not at all. Is, these were high-wage
jobs.
He made it clear.
So we had Proposition 205 and got Proposition 206. This is going to create a lot of interest. Doug Ducey, the governor, was in town talking about, urging people to defeat the marijuana initiative.
I'm curious about that. Because
he said that he's arguing that there would be long-lasting economic ramifications, arguing that major employers like Raytheon might consider leaving the state if they could not ensure a drug-free workplace.
Hmm. Really? Don't stoners eat a lot of ice cream? Come on.
Should he be for this?
And, you know, look at the experience of Colorado. Have we seen major defense contractors fleeing Colorado?
I have no idea if businesses have been leaving Colorado.
And I was just up there in Denver last week, and really, I didn't smell any more marijuana on the streets than I do walking around Tucson. Hmm. And
so you didn't smell a marijuana smell just after you got off the airplane?
No, there was no cloud that billowed in as soon as they opened up the cabin door or anything like that. Certainly out there, there are stores selling recreational marijuana, and it does not seem to be a huge deal, really. Mm. And certainly, it's not my vice of choice. I doubt I will even partake if it becomes illegal here, but in the places where it has recreational marijuana has become legalized, we have not seen the, massive tidal wave of social ills that some people are predicting.
And how much can you, under this proposition, it's like an ounce or something?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. I think it's different also for residents versus those of us who might be visiting, and there are different rules there. Even among people in Colorado who oppose recreational marijuana, they acknowledge that it would probably pass again if it were to go to a vote. So perhaps all the ills never materialized, or we just haven't realized them all yet. So.
Well, and there are long-term implications to decisions like this,
sure.
And things play out over time. But, my vice of choice is much more pernicious as far as society goes. I like a nice glass of scotch here and there. And,
I know you do. I shouldn't have said that.
I've just about killed that bottle you gave me a while back. Thank you very much.
Let's go to the live line. Rick, help me out here. I think it's Rick Grinnell, former Tucson mayoral candidate. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, this 205 initiative, I think a lot of people don't understand. The initiative that's being proposed here in Arizona is far more restrictive on the ability of businesses and law enforcement and just the overall ability for drug testing and everything else than they have. We also have an opt-out clause in the Denver legislation that we don't have here. And many of the local jurisdictions have opted out, allowing people to grow marijuana and to make this a viable situation. So I think this is a much more, which gives a lot more permission to get stoned. And somebody mentioned just scotch.
Yeah.
When you go to a liquor store and you want to buy a good scotch or something, the people at the counter don't say to you, "Well, this will get you drunker faster." They talked about the quality of the squash or the scotch or the quality of the wine. You walk into this marijuana store, you're guaranteed you're going there to get stoned, not to enjoy one or two cocktails. And I think that whole scenario is a much different responsibility to the individuals understanding when they go in there to smoke a doobie. They're going to get stoned, whereas you go have one or two scotches, you could probably still legally drive a car.
Okay.
So I think people need to be very careful about this. This is for business owners. And the other part of this, the cost of workers' comp and the insurance to businesses, this thing is going to be and we can't change. Once this passes, the governor and the legislature, they can't amend or adjust anything to add any restrictions to this legislation. This is not good for Arizona.
Okay.
It's not good for my children or grandchildren. And it's definitely not good for business.
All right, thanks, Rick.
I know plenty of people who have just a quick toke or two, and they're not sitting around getting baked all night long when they're smoking marijuana. And really, when you go into a liquor store, federal law requires that the alcohol content of that bottle be labeled on it. You know exactly how drunk it's going to get you. It's right there on the bottle.
Richard is next. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Bill. I think two drinks will definitely get you in jail. That's a DUI in Arizona. But, you know, and you look at alcohol, and how many people do we all know that have had their lives destroyed with alcohol or died in car wrecks? You know, one of my best friends died on his 24th birthday, leaving four kids behind because he was drinking that idiotic, ignorant oil. Mm. You know, and here's the thing. Why don't we get the police out of our lives by decriminalizing marijuana? This is the number one entree for the cops into your car, into your business, into your home, into the prison industrial complex. That's all about the head count. It's all about getting people in the system so the prisons can be funded.
Okay.
So we have a corrupt prison, police, industrial complex in our country, and I'm shocked that the professors at the U of A or any of our leaders in any of these communities don't have the guts to get up and stand up against it.
Okay.
They've all sold out. They're down there cashing their checks.
All right,
Richard. 74 at the U of A.
Okay.
And not doing a damn thing.
All right, Richard. Thank you very much. We're just about out of time. Quick comments from Dan.
I'm not naive. Certainly, there are people who abuse marijuana. It is a drug. It's a powerful drug. But it certainly does not have the social effects that alcohol does. You know, people getting stoned, sitting on their couch, eating Cheetos and playing video games are not beating their wives or committing crimes, killing people while they're driving.
But I think a lot of people are asking the question, why introduce another vice? Why do we need to do that?
People are doing it anyway, so why are we spending money to put them in jail for it?
The latest polling on this shows the marijuana measure very, very close. It's almost like a 50-50.
It is a tight decision right now.
The other one, though, the raising the minimum wage, the last poll I saw from the Arizona Republic shows that one passing by 2-1.
So. And that's actually, I think, a decision that will have a much greater impact on our state than whether some people can get stoned legally or not. You know, raising the rate of pay for people who are barely squeaking by would have a tremendous impact on their lives. But also, if you're running a small business where you're employing people who are barely squeaking by, bumping up your payroll could, depending on what sort of business you're running, the percentage of your labor costs have a rather dramatic impact on
you. All right. Got to go. Dan Scheer, thank you very much. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And same to you, Dylan. Hope it's a good one for you.
Thank you.
And finish that bottle of scotch.
I think I've got one drink left, I'll be safe.
We'll be right back. To the bright side of your car house. You turn down the lights. Just a beginner when it comes from love around the wild.
Gladiator battles, the 10 plagues, and a misfiring burning bush. See Epic Proportions, a comedy play presented by Arizona Repertory Theater. September 21st through October the 9th. Watch Benny and Phil, two brothers who go from epic film extras to star and director, and fall for the same woman behind the scenes. See tomorrow's stars today at Arizona Repertory Theater at the University of Arizona, the other wildcat sport. Visit theater.arizona.edu to get your tickets to this epic comedy, Epic Proportions, season sponsored by Chapman Automotive.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now, with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. It is time for Weekend Watch with Inside Tucson business, food, and beverage columnist Mr. Matt Russell, and brought to us by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, who invite you, take the three-hour drive, enjoy a wonderful autumn weekend over in Silver City, that mile-high elevation, anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 feet. The leaves are turning. It's a great time of year to check out the Gila National Wilderness and just do some exploring around historic Silver City. Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, the full listing of the dozens of things to do and dozens of great places to stay. Let's welcome Matt Russell now to the show. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. You know what? The fragrance of fall is in the air. Isn't yes. that beautiful?
Yeah, you know, you say fall, and I just, that's my favorite time of year, and it's a great time to eat out as well.
Yeah, and what I love about some of our local restaurants is they are inspired by the change in season to kind of offer some new fall menus.
Mm-hmm.
And one in particular is Commoner & Co. over there on Colbin Sunrise. They're going to be rolling out in phases some new dishes that sort of celebrate the flavors of fall, like the new fall harvest salad with butternut squash, red Ooh. Apples, pumpkin seeds, a warm chorizo vinaigrette. There's also a Wagyu beef bolognese with mozzarella curd and ricotta. I tell you, that's a bowl that'll warm your soul this season. You got to check out the new fall menu at Commoner & Co. this weekend, Bill.
Is it Greek festival time already?
It really is. The fall is the time of year when we get to channel our inner Greek and head over to the Greek festival, of course, at the St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church over there on Fort Lowell. Happens tonight. All day Saturday, all day Sunday, with every Greek treat you can imagine, from spanakopita to saganaki and gyros souvlaki, everything in between. Of course, Greek beers and Greek music, Greek desserts, pastries, dancing, a lot of fun. So let me hear it, Bill, loud and clear. So we can all hear ya.
Papa.
There it is.
Tasting so many wonderful menus in this town. It, of course, Taste of Tucson is a great event.
Yeah, big event for foodies, Bill, happening on Sunday at Reed Park. The Taste of Tucson is going to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they'll have food samples from about 16 local restaurants, including Kingfisher and Fresco Pizza and the Gourmet Girls. Of course, music and raffle prizes and a special game area for the kids. all gets underway on Sunday at 11 a.m., and you're even welcome to bring some chairs or a blanket and just make it a picnic. The Taste of Tucson sounds tasty to me for this weekend, Bill.
Weigh in quickly, Matt Russell. I love this decision from the Tucson Airport Authority to bring Noble Hops and Beyond Bread to the airport.
Absolutely. You know, Tucson is such a sense of place when it comes to the culinary experience, and I love the fact that they are anchoring their food offering there at the airport now with some of the great brands that is a snapshot of Southern Arizona. Really excited to see Beyond Bread, Cervezas, El Charro, and like you said, Noble Hops, one of the great places to go in Southern Arizona. People all around the world that are going to be coming through Tucson are going to be able to experience that right there at the airport. Really exciting.
Makes me proud that Noble Hops, a great sponsor, and Tucson International Airport. Matt Russell, have a great weekend.
Right back to you, sir. Thanks.
All right. The Buckmaster Show, a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. We are wholly responsible for the content of the program on behalf of our whole team. And I do want to do a quick shout out. Our original theme music from Christophan, the young German composer from Munich. There's a link to Christophan and his music, his new album, on our website, buckmastershow.com. But I do want to say thank you to all of the fine people here at KVOI who make our show here and hosting our show on KVOI such a pleasure. People like Tom Fairbanks and Ray Allen and my producer engineers who are with me during the week. And, of course, Rosemary Brandt helps out so much with my website. Jerry Cross, our operations manager, and Mr. and Mrs. Martin, the owners of the station, and Ed Alexander all do a great job. So on behalf of all of them, we wish you a great weekend. Have a good one.